Alrighty, Shabbat Shalom, and Shabbat Shalom to all those who are with us today. I did a message before, recently in Babylon, about why we must come out of commercial Babylon, that for technical reasons, we're not able to put online, so I want to do it again. And I will say beforehand, this message is not only very important, but it's very in-depth, and you'll probably have to listen to this several times to really get everything that I'm going over. So I wanted to start in 2 Kings 6, verse 12 through 17. One of my favorite stories in the Bible there with Elisha, when, Elisha is telling about the king of Israel and everything that's going on. And verse 12 says, one of the servants says, "My master, for Elisha, a prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your sleeping room." And then the king says, "Go and see where he is, and I will send and seize him." And it was told him, "Behold, he's in Dothan." And he sent horses and chariots there and a heavy army. And they came in by night and surrounded the city. And the servant of the man of the Elohim rose up and went out. And behold, an army was surrounding the city in horses and chariots. And his young man said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And what does Elisha say? "Do not fear, for those with us are more than those with him." And I really like this, because here this guy is all nervous. The army's coming. What are we going to do? And then look what Elisha says. Elisha's prayed and says, "I beg you, O Yahweh, open his eyes that he may see." And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he looked, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha, right? So sometimes I think we get nervous about things, and we don't realize, you know, that Yahweh is with us. And I pray and I thank Yahweh every day of my life now, because since COVID, I feel like this story came to pass. I feel like Yahweh has given me eyes to see. I hope you feel the same way, because, you know, Revelation 12:9 says Satan has deceived the whole world. But COVID has really shown me how it's in everything. And we're going to get into that today. It's in absolutely every single aspect of life that, you know, Yahweh shows us that Satan has deceived every single part of this society, and how every part of commercial Babylon is run by Satan. So I just want to go to one scripture. I'm not going to talk a lot today about America being Babylon. I have many, many sermons on that, but I just want to show in Jeremiah 50, and also actually two scriptures, Revelation 18, just to show a couple of the characteristics that definitely Babylon is a land. It's not a church or, you know, any kind of thing like that. Churches did not start, or religion, let's say, didn't really start until the 2nd century AD. Before that, you had false deities and, you know, and whatnot, but not religious entities the way you have today. So Jeremiah 50, verse 8 through 10 says, "Flee from the midst of Babylon and go out of the land of the Chaldeans." Babylon is a land. "And be as the he goes before the flock. For behold, I am stirring and bringing up a company of great nations from a northern land against Babylon. And they shall array themselves against her. She shall be captured there. Her arrows will be as those of a mighty skillful man. They shall not return empty. And Chaldea shall be a prize. All who plunder her shall be satisfied," declares Yahweh. So we see Babylon, like I said, it's not a church. Babylon is a land. And as we're going to see in Revelation 18, not only is Babylon a land, but Babylon is the number one military, the number one economic and military might in the end time. Okay? So when people come up with all these exotic ideas of Babylon is Jerusalem, or lately Babylon is Saudi Arabia, it doesn't fit scripture. And when you're looking at Jeremiah 50 and 51, Jeremiah 50 and 51 parallel Revelation 17 and 18. You can give one scripture from Jeremiah 50 and 51 and one scripture from 17 and 18. They parallel each other. And the destruction of Babylon from Jeremiah 50 and 51 has never happened. You can look in the history world history. You see that Babylon was never completely destroyed, as it talks about in Jeremiah 50 and 51. So let's go to Revelation 18. Revelation 18 and verse 7. And we will see about the mighty economic might of Babylon, and Babylon being the world superpower also. It says, "By what thing she," Babylon, "glorified herself and luxuriated." Babylon is also a land that lives in luxury, that lives, a luxurious lifestyle. By so much give back to her torment and mourning, because she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, I am not a widow, and I shall not see sorrow. Drop down to verse 9. And the kings of the earth will weep for her, for Babylon, and wail over her. Why? Those having fornicated and having luxuriated with her, when they see the smoke of her burning, standing from afar because of the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe to the great city, Babylon. And we know in ancient times, cities, countries are interchangeable. You didn't have countries like you have today. You didn't have passports. But Babylon, ancient Babylon, was a city and a country, the same as ancient Nineveh, the same as Rome. You know, so you see this over and over again. Woe, woe, Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment came. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her. Why? Because no one buys their merchandise, right? Babylon is buying the merchandise, the junk of the other ones. So China, right? China, who in modern days is producing a lot, and in the next few years may even overtake America as the world number one producer. Chinese are not buyers, right? Chinese are third world countries still, right? So they may be producing a lot of this junk in these dollar stores or $1.25 stores now. But Babylon are the buyers. That's why the merchants are crying, because it's the merchants that are selling all this stuff. And the merchants of Babylon are who? The rich men of the earth. It can't be anybody else but America if we're honest with ourselves. Never again will there be trading of merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, aromatic wood, every ivory vessel, every vessel of every precious wood, copper, iron, marble. And it goes on to name all these other things that are here. If we drop down to verse 15, the merchants of these things, the ones being enriched from her, you know, from selling to Babylon, will stand from afar because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, and saying, woe, woe to the great city, having been clothed in linen and purple and scarlet, having been girded with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great wealth was desolated, and every ship pilot and all the company of the ships and sailors and as many work on the sea stood afar and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, what other is like the great city? And they drew dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe to the great city by which all those having ships in the sea were rich from her costliness, because in 1 hour she was ruined. And a lot of people equate this with the city being New York and the country being America, right? Because Babylon, it's very interesting that when you come in New York used to be for, you know, all time, the biggest port in the U.S. originally, that's where all the things came into, that's where the immigrants came into, right? And it was really interesting because when you would come out of the Atlantic Ocean and come into the Hudson River there, coming into New York, the very first thing you would see is a gigantic water tower in New York that says, welcome to Babylon. Babylon, New York, that's what it's called because of that, you know. It's in Long Island, Babylon, New York. So we see here that Babylon produces all these things. I'm just going to give you, just for a minute or two, I just want to take and show you this. Because, see, some people are equating Babylon today. Babylon, we're at the end of the time of Babylon, right? We're at the time now where we only have a few years left until Yeshua's return. And nobody knows what that will be. It could be 5 to 7 years. It can be 10 or 15 years, for all we know. But it's not much more than that. We're not at the beginning of the end time. The beginning of the end time started in 1945. I talk about that all the time. We're in the end of it. This is 75 years later almost, right, from that time period. So when we're looking at this going on now, from that time period, more than 75 years actually, when we're looking at this, you can't look at America today when it's getting ready to go down. You got to look at America, Babylon, when they started. You know, it's in 1945 to 1950 is when Babylon started, right? And I'm just going to give you a couple of statistics here. World petroleum output, right? You know, who's the number one leader today in the world in putting out petroleum, right? Middle East, Saudi Arabia. But in 1950, it was America. America produced 52% of all the petroleum in the world by themselves. America mined 1.5 times as much coal as all the nations combined. So if you have 196 nations, you have one nation mining 1.5 times what everybody else did. So it's like America mining 75, when the rest of the world is only mining 25 or something like that, you know, 25 to 50. 1.5 times as much coal as the other world, the rest of the world combined. 1950, America alone was producing 60% of all of the steel worldwide, 60% of all steel. So you have, again, you have like 60 by America and the other 195 nations combined, combining 40% of the food, including milk, cheese, butter, beef. United States produced a fourth of the world total of food. Can you imagine one country, one fourth? In 1950, United States alone produced 73% of all automobiles. In 1950, America owned 47% of all radio sets and 69% of all television sets, right? They're living in the luxury. 1950, America produced 1 1/3 times as much pig iron as all nations combined. So again, America is producing 1 1/3 times more than every other nation combined. 1948, U.S. produced nearly 95% of the world's nickel. 95%, 80% of the aluminum, 75% of the zinc. Wow, that's almost all of it. America produced 2/3 of the world's rubber and dominated the world's copper, lead, and tin and other precious metals. Who else could it be? Come on, let's be real. The end time isn't just starting now, because people say that, well, if there was 1,000 years left, maybe somebody else would. There's not 1,000 years left. Somebody that's saying that has to have their head in the sand. I mean, if we can't see this now, especially after COVID, like I said, thank Yahweh every day of your life. If you can see it, that COVID showed us that the mark of the beast system is now here. It's already set up. It's set up, and we're just waiting for the next thing to come. United States in 1950 had 3 times as much gold reserve as all the world put together. 3 times as much. So it's like America having 75% of the world's gold, the rest of the world having 25%. America produced and utilized 2/3 of the world's electricity output, 2/3 of it. And America possessed well over half of the world's merchant fleet tonnage and half of the world's railroad mileage. Wow. Babylon controlled the gold, the money, and most of the resources in the world. And we know, since the 1950s, every decade, America has declined to have less than that. And now they're getting ready to be destroyed. And it could be really, really soon, because the petrodollar system is coming to an end. Starting now, starting July, you know, that started in July, let's say, of this year, they're starting the new digital currency that's going through the Federal Reserve. And you may not see it in your life right away, but you will see it, because they're testing this thing that everything now is going through. And the dollar as the world reserve currency is basically over. It's been going down 7-8% a year. 1994, it was 94% of all world transactions were done in dollars, right? International wise. Now it's only 52% and going 7-8% a year down. And now that the BRICS, you know, the organization with China and Russia and India and South Africa and Brazil, you know, and Mexico now, and other countries that are joining them. There's like 50 other nations now that are going in with the BRICS on their new currency that's a gold-based currency. The dollar is done. It's really done. It's just a matter of when, and they're doing it, believe me. The America and the Federal Reserve, they want this to happen. They know that they can't bring in this world government with America being the way they are. They have to collapse America and the dollar. So we're really at that point. We've been in the Shemitah, where Shemitah, sometimes you're in the eye of the storm, where things seem like Yahweh gives this, you know, this time where things are easy and maybe a little smoother. But look toward the next 6 to 12 months are going to be critical to what happens with the financial system in the world and world war. You know, they're saying it, America is saying it, China is saying it. They're expecting world war with China by 2025. I don't know. I'm just telling you what they're saying and what they're preparing for. Let's see what happens. But these things are more than just theories. You know, they are happening today. So America is the world's economic power by far. They're the world's military power. You know, Jeremiah 50 and 23, we'll go there in a little bit, talks about Babylon being the hammer of the earth, one that pounds. They're the military might of the world. They're the economic power of the world, and biggest place of luxury in the world, and all these other things that are happening. No other nation on earth, as a matter of fact, in the history of the world, has ever been like America Babylon. Nobody. So again, this sermon is not to prove America's Babylon. I've done that by far in many other sermons. It's to show why we have to come out of commercial Babylon. Because Yahweh is not angry at the beautiful mountains of Colorado or California, you know, or Arizona, or even New York for that matter, in Pennsylvania. Yahweh is not angry at the beautiful Great Lakes, but at the worldwide trading system that Babylon has brought to the world. So many times throughout the years, and I've been teaching this for, well, probably close to 30 years now, about America being Babylon, the country of Babylon. And I've talked about, you know, that if you're an American, you're going to physically have to leave the land of Babylon. That's what the scriptures say. There's 7 commands where Yahweh is pleading with his people, get out of there. Why? Because he's going to destroy the whole land. And we're really close to that point. You know, if I was a believer living in Babylon, I'd be a little nervous. And if you're not nervous, man, you got to check your heart. Because it is coming, and it's coming soon. You know, and if you're not nervous at all about still being there, something's wrong. You know, I'm not saying there's not a reason why somebody may still be there. But, you know, if you have not nervous whatsoever about it. But today, I'm really, my message is to every brother and sister in the world. Because not only is it to Americans to leave the physical land of America, Babylon, because it's going to be destroyed. But the scripture is to every single believer to come out of commercial Babylon. And I think a lot of brethren haven't come out of commercial Babylon yet. And that's really what the message is about today. How the system of Babylon has enslaved the world. And how Satan is brainwashing. He is brainwashing every human being on this planet. And like I said, some of us, it might be 2 or 3%. Some people, it's 99.99%, depending on how much you're in his system. And the more you're in his system, the more you're being conditioned and brainwashed, both, which I will prove very clearly today. So Babylon has enslaved the world through their commercial trading system. And that's why you can get designer clothes that say, you know, Polo and, you know, Gap and all this other stuff. But when you look on the back, where are these clothes being made? In every third world country in the world. And even though they're charging like $100 or more for a shirt, the people that are making it are making 30 cents an hour. So Babylon, they've enslaved people physically in these slave labor camps that are being used all over the world. But also, beside that, they've enslaved people in their minds. And that's the biggest part, that every single human being, to a degree or another, you know, Satan has deceived the whole world. You're being deceived because you're allowing it in your mind. And that's why I get so sad when I see, and praise Yahweh, it hasn't been a lot, but every now and then there'll be a couple of believers that have fallen away over things like the flat earth, which just scientifically, it can't be. You could prove so easy by a sunset that the earth is not flat. You know, you would think, we went over this in 1492, right? When Christopher Columbus sailed to America and found out the earth wasn't flat. And here we are now, more than 500 years later, and what does Satan do? You know, he does the same tricks over and over, and he has people thinking that, or that the Sabbath rotates, you know, by the moon. So easy to disprove. I've done sermons on it, the lunar Sabbath illusion. I've done articles clearly proving from Scripture it's impossible, and yet people will be deceived. Why? They're being deceived because they're allowing themselves to be deceived by Satan, because they're going on websites they shouldn't be going on. Their mind, they're giving over their mind over to the internet hours and hours and hours a day, and they have no idea they're being influenced. And not only influenced, but brainwashed. It's a brainwashing that happens because I teach this at the Bible school, NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And the way that Yahweh created our minds is that when we do something through repetition over and over and over again, it would be instilled in our nervous system and instilled in our brain. In a good way, because if you're brought up in the truth, that means you would never leave it, right? Because it's instilled in you. You don't even have to think about it. It becomes like second nature, almost like an animal, instinctive to us. But in a world where Satan is the God of, it's the opposite. Because once he starts instilling these things in you, and this is why there's so much false religion and other things, because people don't want to change because it's instilled in their nervous system. and they're keeping these things. So when you look through the internet, but I want to show you today that in every aspect of your life, from the minute you wake up, and even in a lot of people's homes, because you have, if you have internet in your home and you have an iPhone in your home and all these other things, you're being brainwashed 24/7 then. At least if you don't have those things, you're only being brainwashed when you walk out your door, because you're brainwashed everywhere. Satan is the god of this world, and he is running everything. And he is running governments of the world, and he is running, you know, there's a one world government that's already there and set up. And the World Economic Forum, that I'll talk about a little later, they are running this thing. They are bringing the agenda of it, which I'll show you is not a good agenda. But through the internet, most websites track every move you make through something they call cookies. Don't ask me why they call them cookies, but they are. And these are algorithms that, you know, when you look at your a Yahoo page or, you know, one of these other, you know, websites that's there, MSNBC or whatever, you know, you might be looking at, and you think, oh, these are articles coming up. No, these are articles that they're putting up there depending on how you're tracking on the internet. So every single thing you do on the internet is being tracked, and then you're being monitored, and they're marketing you. They're marketing you every day. So the articles that are coming up, they're trying to give articles that they think will market you. You know, and they're trying to sell you products that they think you want, because that's another thing. Absolutely everything is being marketed. Everyone is part of commercial Babylon. And even when you look at sites, right? Because remember, during COVID, and praise Yahweh for COVID, because like I said, it opened up our eyes. But during COVID, what happened? During COVID, we saw that, and I said this for years, get off of YouTube, get off of Google, get off of these things, right? And what happened? People that tried to bring the truth out got censored, they got shut down. Even doctors, you know. People like Robert Malone. He's the guy that invented the mRNA technology for the COVID death shot. So he came on to say, no, they're lying to you, and they cut him down, saying it's false information, when he's the one who created it. Can you imagine? And yet they would let people like Zuckerface, you know, and all these people that have no medical background whatsoever. Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates is not a medical person and very goofy. I wouldn't take his advice on absolutely anything in the world. And him and people like Klaus Schwab are making decisions about people's medical things and what doctors are going to do worldwide. And if you can't see that now, I don't know what else to say. Because now it's not a theory. Now it's a fact. Now I'm giving you facts of what happened during the COVID. And as quick as it came, as quick as it left, because COVID wasn't there as the end game. COVID was there as a trial. They did what they needed to do. And don't think, because you don't see it out there, don't think it disappeared anywhere, because it didn't. The next thing will be coming. And again, it's going to deal with the money situation, with the global currency. It's going to deal with world war. And it will deal with another one of these false pandemics. You know, because they'll bring it all together and again force people, not only with shots, but again QR codes, and eventually the chip that'll go in people's hands. So every single thing you do on your phone or when you're on the internet, everything is tracked, absolutely everything. And then you're marketed 24 hours a day by what you're looking at and what you're not even looking at. What they think you might want to look at, you know, or what they want to condition you with, you know, or brainwash you with. And that's why you get tons of junk mail and all kinds of other advertisements and things that are coming. And I've seen now, this last time we were just in America Babylon, that even when we went into a store or even a secondhand store, my brother's phone would start getting these text messages, you know, from the store. How they even knew he was in there, don't ask me. Well, I know how, by the chip that's in the phone. They track every single place you go. That's why I told people, get rid of that iPhone. Get rid of that iPhone. It is an idol. It's no good for you. It causes cancer. You know, it's a bad thing. And it will get people in trouble. You know, I said this when we were at the Bible school the last time. Because of people that were there with those phones constantly, the police came to us. Of things that they were emailing. I don't know what was being emailed out, but police actually came to us because of emails that were going out that were being read. They were being read by the police there. Every single thing that's done is being read by the police or somebody, right? And you are putting people at risk. when you do that, and a lot of people, unfortunately, sad to say, they don't care. Brethren just don't care because they're addicted to it. And that's what they want to do. They want to addict you to those things. And anything that's an addiction is an idol. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, it could be something like alcohol and drugs or coffee or whatever. But it doesn't have to be that. That idol phone is an idol. The internet is an idol. All of it is an idol in Satan's society. And like I said, he's using it to condition you to go by his way and to brainwash you. That's the whole point. He is the prince of the power of the airwaves. The Bible tells us that Satan is the prince of the power of the airwaves. So it's so much more than just getting junk mail. Your computer and your iPhone, they listen to everything you say and they're recording it. And that's why it's a fact now. It's not anymore a coincidence, you know, that you're sitting there and you're talking to your wife about, you know, hey, you know, we need to get whatever. We need to get a new juicer. And the next thing you know, you're getting all these ads coming up for juicers that are showing up on your iPhone or on your internet page. You know, or you're talking about, you know, going somewhere. Oh, yeah, we have to go to Denver this summer to see my mother, you know, and make sure she's doing okay. And then all of a sudden, you're getting all these ads coming up. Get a car, rent a car in Denver. Still thinking of going to Denver? You know, hey, cheap flights to Denver. And it's like, oh, that is such a coincidence. You know, yeah, it's not a coincidence. You're being conditioned and you're being brainwashed 24/7. And you got to get those things out of your life that they're doing it with. You know, like I said, for some people it might be 2, 3, 4%. For other people it's 99.9%. And the people that it's that high, believe me, you will lose your salvation. You will lose your salvation, the mark of the beast. You will take the mark of the beast because you know what? You're already doing it. If you're at that point where you have that iPhone and you're on the internet that many hours a day, you've taken the mark of the beast. You already conditioned yourself and you've already been brainwashed into Satan's system and you're already being subservient to him because that's all he wants you to do. He wants you to be on that thing day and night. So the advertisements, the emails, but again, this is only the beginning. It's every single part of society. It's so much more. It's not just internet and it's not just your phones. Those are just things for him to keep reminding you and to keep conditioning you and brainwashing you 24/7. But it's so much more than this. Satan is controlling every government in the world. There's no such thing as a free and fair election. Come on. Go back to 220 and the election with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. You know, just watch the movie 2000 Mules. It's a movie that's out there that has so much evidence. They have film of people shoving thousands and thousands of ballots in the box. They show you all the things that happened. And again, you know, I don't know if there's extensive evidence to show that Biden really wouldn't have won. He probably wouldn't have. But there was definitely a lot of cheating. And they have it. They have it on film. And yet, you are so conditioned that if you ever even mention that, you are, you know, you're crazy and you're nuts and you're going to get sued and all this other stuff. So there is no free and fair elections. It's that simple. Schools, brainwashing and indoctrination of children as early as 5 and 6 years old. This started back in the 1940s. There's a good documentary by someone who used to be a congressman in the U.S. Congress that shows this. It's amazing when you see it from the 1940s, how they were bringing in all of this progressive stuff and all of this stuff with getting Yahweh out of the school system and bringing in all these things to indoctrinate your children at 5 and 6 years old. Who would have ever thought it would get to the point now where they're legally mutilating children's genitals at 5 and 6 years old and changing their sex without even telling the parents? But here we are. Yeah. And this isn't the end of it. And this is what you have to see. It is getting so sick and perverted. What are you doing in that system? Why do you want to be part of that system? You have two systems running now. You have the kingdom of Yahweh, which we are ambassadors for. And that's our job here. We are coming to introduce that system to a dying world, right? We are those ambassadors. And we're getting ready to prepare for Yeshua's return to this earth and that kingdom to come all over the earth. And parallel with that is Satan society. Satan society that is all over the earth. It's deceived every human being to one degree or another. And why would you want to be part of Satan society? Why would you want to be part of that when it's controlling it? Family, right? You can't say him, her, all this stupid, idiotic stuff. You can't say the word family. You can't say mother. You can't say father. Well, you know what? I'll say whatever I'll say. It's in the Bible, and that's what I'll say it. Because I'm not part of that system. And you know what? Your job, if you say the pronoun in your job, you're going to get fired. All of this ridiculous nonsense, which started again with COVID, that if you didn't take the death shot, I just talked to somebody just recently in the last few days, that really, really nice lady that was forced to take three of the COVID death shots. Her health is in a really bad situation now because she was so poor she couldn't work. And she regrets it like anything. She said they'll have to kill her. She'll never take another shot, but the damage is already done. And they knew it. They knew it. Can you imagine? This is why your eyes should be open. Because before all of these conspiracy theories, right, aren't theories anymore. Now it happened that the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the other leaders of the world there, that they actually planned COVID. They back in 2015, they were patented it already. They practiced it 3 months before it happened. And they knew that the shot was a death shot. They had some that was saline solution. They had some that they knew would kill people. And millions of people were either killed or maimed, and still today, they're giving more of them. And this is worldwide in every country. They lied that that shot would help prevent against COVID, which it never did and it never will. They lied to the people that were taking it and forcing them to take it. Doctors lied. Doctors got $20,000 or more if they put down that someone died from COVID when he was in a motorcycle accident. These are all facts. These are all facts, and they all did it. And most of the people that did it, they didn't do it because they're necessarily evil people, but just like with Hitler, they did it because they didn't want to lose their job. They didn't want to lose their house, and they didn't want to be ostracized and kicked off Facebook or Google or YouTube or any of the other stuff. So they compromised because they had no belief system. They compromised and they did all these things, right? So family structure, gone. Work, like I said, can't work unless you go along with this stuff, but why would you want a job in sane society? Religion. Religion's all part of commercial Babylon, selling everything. From beginning to end, I'll talk a little more about that later, but just selling absolutely everything. You know, all this false religion that comes here. Food. Your food. And like I said, this is in every aspect of life. If you, if your body isn't optimal, if you don't have energy, if you can't go out there, you know, your body is the sanctuary of the Ruach HaKodesh. And if you're sick, you're limited to how much you could serve Yahweh. And again, I've talked about this before. I'll go over this extremely quickly. Top 10 most dangerous food additives you should avoid. One, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, right? Trans fats are notorious for increasing your risk of heart disease and clogged arteries, right? Also stops functions in your brain as well as your reproductive system. And this is found in pastries, frozen meals, cookies, soups, margarine, all this stuff. Yellow dye, 5 and 6. Found in puddings, cookies, cereals, bread mixes. And this stuff causes cancer, the risk of intestinal and kidney tumors. And actually, it's even banned in Europe. That's how bad it is. Sodium phosphate. Consuming artificial phosphate excessively can seriously increase your risk of heart disease. Specialists have also recently warned this food additive can lead to a high risk of shortened lifespan, kidney disease, and even weak bones, osteoporosis. It's found in processed meats, canned fish, you know, and some cereals. Bromelated vegetable oil, negative impact on thyroid hormones, increasing inflammation. This is on sports drinks, sodas. MSG, monosodium glutamate, right? Multiple studies performed on mice proved that this additive can damage brain cells. And also the FDA receives tens of thousands of complaints every year of headaches, nausea caused by foods with MSG. Found in canned soups, potato chips, foods with beef or chicken flavors, high fructose corn syrup that's in almost everything. Multiple studies have confirmed that using this excessively for just 2 weeks can increase your risk of bad cholesterol and cardiovascular disease. Why are we having so much of this? Because of that. And it's in almost every food, from ice cream to cereal to yogurt, bread, I mean, you name it, you know, it's in every beverage. Aspartame causes headaches, cancer, memory loss, dizziness. And it's in all kinds of sweeteners, yogurts, all kinds of stuff. Sodium nitrate and sodium nitrates, notorious for increasing your cancer risk tremendously. And they're in all kinds of hot dogs and all kinds of packed meats and that. And blue dye 1 and 2, these dyes have been linked to cancer in animal studies. They're found in almost every packaged blue, green, and purple food like cereals, candy, icing, ice creams, cakes, beverage, etc. So again, I could give a whole sermon on that. I've done it before. But just to show you, everything you're eating, especially if it's in plastic from a supermarket, is conditioning you to destroy you. It's not to make your food. We need to go back, and this is praise Yahweh for our communities. Praise Yahweh for the Shemitah now, right? That we were able to grow our own food. We're able to get organic things. You have to start learning how to barter with different people. But food is a big one. And it messes your brains up with the food that they're giving. Medicine. You know, when you look at the pharmakia, right? The pharmakia that Babylon brings to the worlds, like the COVID death shot and the medicine that's poisons, that's manipulating people's minds that they're giving the children, right? They jack them up with all that sugar and then they try to say, he has high deficit disorder syndrome. So let's give them all these pills to make them like a zombie. And it's so sick what they're doing, that they're doing this stuff. The children, they're doing it to people. Millions of people and getting away with it. But medicine, got to go back to, you know, like it talks about in Revelation, what is the healing? The herbs are going to be the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nations. The herbs go back to herbal medicine and some of these other things. Doctors, you know, and doctors are good people, but unfortunately a lot of the doctors have been sold out to the medical profession. And the way it is, at least I see it in America and in the first world, could be a little different in the third world, but the doctors are basically controlled through their insurance companies. The insurance is so high, most doctors pay $500,000 to $1 million a year in their malpractice insurance, and the rules are so complex that they're afraid to do anything. If they do anything that's not with the system, they could lose their license or even go to prison. So I think the doctors are compromised because of that. Not that they're bad people again, but they're compromised to stay within that system, and that's why they're pushing what on people? Vaccines that are evil, that are going to harm you and maybe even kill you, that they know nothing about because they're not taught it in that system. But we got to get away from that system that was created by Rockefeller. You know, the modern medicine system, you could look that up yourself and go back to the herbal system, back to the natural system, the healing system. Hospitals. Hospitals are just a byproduct of that bad system that's going to kill people. During COVID, almost every single person that went to a hospital died. Because they gave them things like remdesivir that they knew beforehand 80 to 90% of people that took that thing, either their kidneys failed or something else, and they died. So again, try to stay away from hospitals as much as possible. We saw during COVID, wow, you went to a hospital, you're in trouble. And TV and every news channel, which I like to say is the false prophet. And I don't really say that jokingly. TV and the news channels are the false prophet. Because, you know, I've been in the faith 40 years. And I used to say, watch what you hear in the news and stuff. It's tainted. It's twisted. So they take the truth and they twist it enough to sometimes make it a lie or almost make it a lie. Not anymore. They twist it 100%. They will twist it 100%. So where you see with your eyes people dropping dead who took the COVID shot, they will say, not one person, no, not one person died. Not one person got sick. And everyone was healed. And again, you tell a lie long enough, people will start to believe it. But in this case, I don't know how they can, because every single person out there knows somebody that either had COVID or died from the shot. Everybody does, because it was a worldwide thing. And yet they think people are stupid, and unfortunately a lot of people are. So they keep telling you the lie over and over and over again. An absolute lie, and people will believe it. That's why Satan has deceived the whole world. And this is what I'm saying. It's in every single aspect of your life. And people ask, how on earth can you live in the system? How can you work in the system? How can you survive? How can you survive outside that system, though? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for money? And I love to tell the story of a friend of mine that was planning on going into community. And that's what he was asking me. He kept putting it off because he had a good job. He had kids. And he kept saying, how can I survive outside the system? Because he's thinking, the minute I quit my job, okay, I have some savings, but then savings go down and down and down until I'm broke. And then what? And that's, he's right. When you're in the system, you can't survive outside of it. And that's why you've got to get out of it. Then he finally left the system and went into community, into a kibbutz. Well, when I saw the person, you know what he said to me? How can you ever survive in the system? Because he saw how brainwashed he was in that system. He saw that, okay, that system was allowing him to get, you know, paper money with dead dignitaries to buy food that was killing him and medicine that was killing him. But he saw that inside that system, you can't survive spiritually. And that's what he said, not even thinking what he said to me originally, how can you survive outside the system? He said the exact opposite. How can you survive in the system? How can anyone survive in the system? They can't. And that's why it comes in the end that Yahweh says, come out of it. He's not just talking about coming out of the physical land of America. He's talking about coming out of commercial Babylon, of coming out of that system. And I'll tell you something. When I was in Mount Sinai, not that long ago, a great time I had with Yahweh there, and I was all by myself, you know, spent the night there by myself. There was nobody with me whatsoever. I had one tent there, slept there by myself. And Yahweh told me something when I was there that I want to share with you, because I've been teaching for 30 years about, you know, that all the holy days will be reproduced in the end time. There'll be, you know, a second Pesach, there'll be a second Shavuot, which we're living right now, and a second Sukkot when the kingdom comes, right? So I've been preaching there'll be a second Passover, you know, that what that was. But Yahweh showed me what it is, and he told me very clear. He said, it will not be taking people out of physical Egypt. It will be taking the brethren out of spiritual Babylon. That's what he told me. That's what the exodus in the end will be. It will be a spiritual taking out of commercial Babylon. Because you will not survive in commercial Babylon. And I've been telling brethren for years now, at least 10, 12 years, you know, you have to go to the wilderness. You have to first go to the spiritual wilderness before physical wilderness. Now it's the time to the physical wilderness. And if you didn't go to the spiritual wilderness, I'm probably talking Chinese to you right now. You won't understand it. But I'm telling you now, there is so much evidence and so much proof. But unfortunately, a lot of people have been so conditioned and so brainwashed, they can't hear what I'm saying. This message is to those, though, that still have eyes to see. This message is to those that maybe are on the fence to say, now is the time, get out. Get out, figure out how you're going to do it. Have an exit plan. You know, get 6 months, a year. Don't make it longer than that, but get an exit plan. Get out of commercial Babylon. Because the more you're in the system, the next COVID is coming, and there will be more lockdowns. And there will be more forced inoculations. And there will be more of all this stuff. It's the mark of the beast. And the next time, it will be impossible to survive if you're in that system. And people will try to figure out how it's not the mark of the beast and this and that, just like they did with COVID. You know, there were even a few, not that many, but a few brethren that took it that I know that died, that took that shot and dropped dead. So unfortunately, that's what it comes down to. But you are being conditioned. You are being conditioned and brainwashed every single day to vaccines are good. That when you go to the world now, you go to your family, you go to a work, you can't even bring it up. They have been so conditioned and so lied to, no matter what you show them, no matter when you show them, the killer is the vaccine itself. The spike protein is the killer. That spike protein that happens to your body is what's destroying your body, because it destroys the... It tells your body for your killer T cells to stop working, and then those other spike protein destroys your immune system completely. So whether it's vaccines are good or the Ukraine war is good, right? Help Ukraine. Don't understand it. Why you would want a war to continue going on and people getting killed every day? But that's what they keep conditioning you to. Or homosexuality and transgenders are good, right? The Bible is bad. The global elite's point of view is absolutely in everything in Satan society. And that's why you can't get through these people. They think that the divide is so much because of Donald Trump or something. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with the conditioning that Satan has done to the world. And it's on both sides. You get the right-wing people that get into QAnon and all these other false conspiracy theories. You get the left that is just so evil and wicked that they don't even want to admit that there's men and women. Can you imagine? You know, the United States, they have a Supreme Court of 9 judges. These are the top judges in the land, right? And what does a judge do? A judge does not write law. The Congress writes the law. They interpret the law. So they should be the 9 most sophisticated people in the whole country. They're going to interpret the law for everybody. And the last lady who came on that court about a year ago couldn't tell you what a woman was. She couldn't tell you what a woman was. That's not the person you want on your high court. I mean, it's pretty simple to tell. We've had 6,000 years. There's a difference between a man and a woman, right? There's a difference. And we all know what it is. But they can't tell you what it is because of the conditioning and the brainwashing that's going on. It's a subtle brainwashing with everything you do in life. Having an iPhone allows Satan to brainwash your mind 24/7. Like I said, tell a lie long enough, people will believe it. Now you don't have to tell it that long. Because every news channel, it doesn't matter which it was, Fox News, they're all the same. They're all the same. It's a net that Satan puts out. He puts this one to try to catch people that are so-called conservative, and this one's out, but they're all the same. And like I said, this is going on since the 1940s in the school system in Babylon. Infiltrated to indoctrinate the youth from the radical left in the fascist communistic ideas to make every evil normal, and now even changing a child's gender at 5 years old and mutilating their genitals. In the USA, millions of illegal immigrants are allowed to enter every year because they traffic the children. So another lie, they put it out there that they're trying to help these people and these poor third world. No, they're not trying to help them. They traffic these people. Some of them they're using to, you know, pick fruit and do other stuff. And some of them they're just using to vote illegally, but they're using these children for sexual reasons. They're using them. It's sick what they're doing with these kids. And they allow it to happen. These pedophiles that are in America everywhere now, and all over the world, not just in the United States. People are the number one commodity now that's traded in the world. Can you imagine? Think of how many cars are out there, right? More than petroleum, more than food, more than anything, people are being trafficked. People being trafficked. There was an interview not that long ago on Newsmax where they showed why young people today in our society see killing and pornography regularly, and they're numb to it. They watch this stuff every day like it's nothing, and they're numb to it. And people between 20 and 40 don't see pedophiles as that bad. They think it's just the child's choice. As long as the child has a choice, that's it. 64% of young people are not even married. 64%. But I found it interesting because, you know, they get into all this stuff and everybody, this is evil. But the interviewer said something very interesting. He asked, why is there such a demand for this, right? Because we look at the evil of that. We look at, this is evil. But you couldn't have that evil unless people wanted it. Like drugs, right? You know, when you look at illegal drugs, you can't have the illegal drugs unless there's people out there that are going to buy this stuff. The same way here. Who are all these people out there? Who are all these pedophiles out there that are buying children to use for sexual exploitation? And believe it or not, they're everywhere. You see it all the time. It could be an executive for one of these news channels. It could be a teacher at a school. It could be a policeman. It could be anybody. It could be anybody in society that's out there. Why is there such a demand? Because we're living in Satan society, and it's time to come out of it. We have to leave commercial Babylon. And they've indoctrinated this stuff. They play on people's minds. And I always say this, it's 10 times harder to get something out of your mind than to get in your mind. And that's why you have to watch, guard the door to your soul, guard the door to your mind. You know, watch what you're watching on the internet. Watch what's coming across. And it's not an accident. When you're typing something in, something wrong pops up. It's not an accident. That's on purpose. It's on purpose that even if you're trying to look for the you know, Bible verse on here, that they're going to try to bring you something that's evil and bad and wicked. It's not an accident that as you're watching something on YouTube, that every 2 minutes and a commercial comes on, not something you want to see, but something evil with evil music. These are not accidents, okay? Satan has deceived the whole world. This is conditioning and brainwashing. And the only way, there's only one way to stop it. I got the answer for you. The only way to stop it is cold turkey. Get out of Satan's society. Leave commercial Babylon. Religion, we talked a little bit about that. I'll get more into that now. Okay. Religion is also a big part of commercial Babylon, from false teaching of Sunday worship to pagan days like Christmas Eve. That is nothing. That is the bottom of it. That's the tip of the iceberg. Most religion entities have nothing to do with Yahweh or the Bible or the congregation that Yeshua started, because they're corporate entities, that their main purpose is to sell people and market books, DVDs, etc. Paying $100 to go to a church conference, to put sermons and books into a cart to buy on Amazon. The pastor is not there for the people, but the people are there to provide cash for the pastor. It's all part of commercial Babylon. Religion is a big part of commercial Babylon. Almost all churches, even Sabbath churches groups, are 501(c). What does that mean? That means that they're corporate entities. Okay, I'm not going to get a lot into this. Look it up yourself. But 95% of all churches, even Sabbath churches, they go and they incorporate. They're supposed to be churches of Yeshua Messiah, and they're incorporating with the government. What does that mean when they incorporate? That they are partnering with the government, making a third entity that's incorporate, like corpus, like a dead body, like a new entity, right, that didn't exist before, and that entity is owned by the government. It's owned by the state, right? The creator of the corporation is the state. The state is the sole authority and sovereign head over the corporation. The corporation is subject to the laws of the state, which limits its powers. The corporation has no constitutionally protected rights. The corporation's an artificial person. The corporation submits to the state charter, declaring it's a creature of the state. The corporation is a state franchise. The corporation is privilege granted by the state itself. The creator of your congregation, then, if you're 501(c), is the state. The state that doesn't accept Yahweh as creator, the state that says he doesn't even exist, the state that will not allow your children to even say, bow their head quietly in a prayer in school, that is the creator of your congregation when you're 501(c). The state is the sole authority and sovereign head over your congregation. Your congregation is subject to the laws of the state, okay? It has no constitutionally protected rights. The congregation is an artificial entity run by the state. And the permission is given by the state. So, and why would someone want to do it? It's only for tax reasons. It's only so that they can write off, you know, the people that donate money to them, that they can write it off as a tax break. So we're not 501(c), and that's why we don't get a lot of donations, you know, because if people send us a donation, that if it's a big donation, they want to be able to write that off on their taxes. Yet in the Bible, at least my Bible says, don't let, when you're giving your alms, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. We don't tithe and we don't give offerings to get tax breaks. We do it because we're following Yahweh and it's Yahweh's commands. But that's commercial Babylon. And that's why Satan is in every aspect of it. The wallet, the pocketbook being the most thing. That you are being marketed every minute of every day of wherever you are. It's conditioned. Everything you're doing, every time you go in a supermarket, everything you're buying, everything is conditioned to have you buying more. And when you're not in the store buying, to have you conditioned to the way they want you to think. It's just the way it is. And none of these false congregations have anything to do with Yeshua's congregation. You want to know something? The congregation of the wilderness, for more than 1,000 years, the number one reason they were in the wilderness was because they would not compromise to be part of the state. At that time, the state was Rome, right? In different forms throughout the 1,000 years. But their main thing was they knew no matter what, they were not going to compromise with Yeshua's congregation and be part of the state. And that's when the Laodicean era started, was right around 1901, where the Church of God incorporated, first time that it's on record. Why? No reason to. No reason to incorporate. And I wanted to share a letter I got. I get a lot of letters, as you know, but this is one that, even though this was a letter I got, I get a lot of letters like this to show you the brainwashing and the conditioning that happens when people write. And I'm reading it because it doesn't matter who wrote the letter, because I've gotten a lot of letters through the years like this. It says, to COYJ, hi, I love your Bible and would like to purchase one, even though we don't sell the Bible. Can you give me your vendor information? I'm not a vendor. How I can pay by credit card? I'm not a vendor. I don't take credit cards. Can you send me a catalog and put me on your mailing list? We're not Sears and Roebuck. We're not Walmart. We don't have a catalog, and we don't have a mailing list like that. Do you have an Amazon page for easy purchase through a cart? No, we don't. We don't do Amazon. We don't purchase through a cart. I heard that Don will be visiting soon. Can you tell me how much the entrance fee ticket is for the venue? Thanks. We never charge. Freely you receive, freely you give. Never in my life have I ever charged to come to a meeting to hear the word of Yahweh. And to be honest, most of the congregations that come from the true lineage, it's the same way. They don't charge. They don't charge for literature. They don't charge for things. Of course, donations are taken. And, you know, we want to reproduce, which we have. But we're not charging. We're not charging for the books. We're not certainly ain't charging for a meeting or whatever that goes through. But can you see the conditioning? And this is probably a real nice person, you know. Probably a real person that's, you know, trying his best. But do you see the conditioning from commercial Babylon? Do you want to think that way? Do you want to think that Yahweh's congregation is something where you take his Kadosh word and put it in a cart? In an Amazon cart? Amazon, another evil corporation from the U.S.? No. Revelation 18 and verse 13 talks about, you know, the other things Babylon sells, cinnamon and frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beasts, horses, chariots, and bodies and souls of men. Babylon has made slaves of the souls of men. And that's the sad part about it. Babylon has made slaves of the souls of men. And here it is where people in the West think they're free. They don't want to leave that system because they want to keep that lifestyle that they're living. And the sad part is they are so bound and they are so much slaves to that system that Satan created. And most of them are unhappy, almost all of them, which is another thing that you would think. You know, 2 Timothy 3 talks about in the end time, people will be addicted to lust without self-control. And that's what happens. They condition the people to that. People that probably would have never looked at pornography in their life that now are addicted to it. Why? Because of how easy they made it available, right? And you never hear this. They never tell you that there's millions of pornographic websites that people can go and get because they try to hide it. Or it's the same with gambling. You know, how often do you hear about the gambling problem? But all these people that their lives, their marriages, their families are ruined because they got addicted to gambling. And it used to be, okay, you can go to one place here. You go to Las Vegas if you want to gamble. Now you can gamble on your computer 24 hours a day. You can gamble on games that are in India or games that are over here. You can gamble on when they're flipping the coin, which side it's going to come on the beginning of the game. You can gamble on almost everything. And that's what Satan's system do. It conditions the people and brainwashes them to be addicted to something. He don't care what it is. He doesn't care whether it's pornography, gambling, or even if it's just video games or whatever. He could care less as long as you're addicted to something and you're being taken away from being Kadosh to Yahweh. That's all that he cares about. Revelation 18 and verse 23, the light of the lamp will not shine on you never, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in you never. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, and by your sorceries, all the nations were deceived. By your sorceries, your pharmakia, your medicine, pharmacy. This is where it comes from, right? This is where it comes from. That the merchants, for your merchants, who made the vaccine? Pfizer, right? J&J, you know, AstraZeneca. Maybe before COVID, someone can try to deny this some way. After COVID, how can you deny this? After COVID, how can you deny that it's talking about Babylon deceiving the world by the merchants? And it really showed me. It showed me how evil, you know, that this plan is. That these people, knowing that the shot was going to kill people, they could care less. Just like Hitler. Even worse than Hitler. You know, because of what they were doing on a worldwide scale. And I knew about the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab. I never knew that organization was actually running the agenda every single year of what's happening in the world. But I want to just read this to you quickly. It says, World Economic Forum orders governments to ban, this just came out just a month ago, to ban the Bible and issue fact-checked versions without Elohim in there. The World Economic Forum has called for religious scripture to be rewritten by artificial intelligence to create a globalized new Bible. And this is from Yuval Noah Harari. I've talked about this man before, who's Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. He's an Israeli, a homosexual that really is not a good person. He says the Bible is fake news, right? He says Elohim doesn't exist. And he says they're going to use AI to replace the Bible and create a unified religion that's actually correct. According to the World Economic Forum, a new one world religion has arrived, and it unites all of humanity in worshiping at the altar of climate science, occult techno-communism, and eugenics. According to the World Economic Forum, Elohim, Yeshua, and Christianity is fake news that must be dismissed by humanity. The blasphemy does not stop here. The World Economic Forum has also announced that they have been so successful in their plans that they will turn humans into GODs. According to the World Economic Forum, Yeshua is fake news, Elohim is dead, and you do not have a soul. You are a hackable animal, that's what they say, who does not have the capacity for free will. And how do they prove it? By conditioning you and brainwashing you every day, and they see it works. That's the way it is. But it shouldn't be for the people of Yahweh, because we do have a soul. We do have a soul, and we have the real thing. We have the Ruach HaKodesh. That's what Satan is trying to counterfeit through AI. We have the real thing. Don't give it up. The elites laid the groundwork for this plane years ago and now are making their move. Klaus Schwab famously boasted about how his young global leaders have taken over the world, and the World Economic Forum has penetrated cabinets in all the leading democracies worldwide. The COVID pandemic was a dress rehearsal for the elites to turn the globe into a digital prison. In the UK, supermarkets, and this just started now, in the UK, supermarkets have begun rolling out a new World Economic Forum digital passport scheme that denies ordinary citizens the ability to buy food if they are on a blacklist for non-compliance, right? This is the digital currency that's here now and started. And already, this is at Aldi, one of the main supermarkets. Chain has begun denying entry to people who do not have the World Economic Forum approved digital passport on their phone. I saw it during COVID. We didn't have it. We didn't have the QR on our phone. We were not allowed into supermarkets to buy food. You will not be able to buy and sell without the Mark of the Beast. Here it is. COVID was a test. Now they're bringing it with the food. People shopping, listen to this. In the viral video, a man behind the camera showed viewers barriers blocking non-passport holders from entering the shopping area, right? People shopping at the high-tech store do not have to check out after scanning their phones as cameras watch what items they take, tallying up the total cost and automatically remove the amount from the user's bank account, assuming they have complied with the elite and have a suitable high social credit score. So if your credit score isn't high enough, meaning if you put the wrong thing on social media, if you jaywalk, if you say something that they don't like, if you're reading a Bible and your credit score goes down too low, then you cannot go into a supermarket. And when you go in a supermarket, all you have to do is show your QR code, right, to get in, and then you don't even have to check out because there's cameras all over. Every time you're taking something in your basket, it automatically takes it out of your bank account, right? That's what the new digital currency is all about. Of course, many believers argue the whole process of scanning phones to enter public areas is getting people accustomed to doing ahead of a microchip or digital tattoo being rolled out akin to the Mark of the Beast. Amazon and other companies also have recently launched similar shops in several countries. So here we are, folks. Here we are. This is what we're down to. This is what we're here. The worldwide medical COVID pandemic was run by Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. People that have no medical experience whatsoever were making critical life and death decisions for everyone in the world. The global elite are destroying people through petroleum products, rapeseed oil, refined sugars, fluoride toothpaste, littering the world with plastic, deadly chemicals, Monsanto destroying, poisoning all the food. And Klaus Schwab said it. You know the the parameter that they want to use, they want to use what they're using in China now. They said people eating bugs, that'll be the new thing. You know, that the normal people will just eat bugs and shmeat, which is artificial meat, right? That's all because we're just useless eaters anyway. Monsanto, with their pesticides, rice filled with arsenic, causing cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, and death. And every government followed, every single government in the world followed the couple of leaders that fought against it with COVID would happen. They wound up being killed. So commercial Babylon is destroying the earth, Jeremiah 51:25. And they're even manipulating the DNA now. And I talked to somebody recently that gave me proof, a doctor in one of the sacred name congregations that warned the people about the COVID shot. And then unfortunately, this guy wound up taking it and had his DNA checked beforehand and afterward. And his DNA changed. His DNA was changed from the COVID death shot. And he died. He died 2 months after taking that, unfortunately. So they are manipulating DNA, cloning, mixing animals with people, and Babylon's sins have reached up to heaven, like we see. The end time beast is already here, and it's run by corporate America and the World Economic Forum, with groups leading it like the Bilderbergers, Committee of 300, Council on Foreign Relations. They all have a piece of the pie they're working on to get, which they say, by 2030. That's the agenda. Agenda 230, which all this stuff will be by then. And it's interesting. I put it out in a video not that long ago, but at the last World Economic Forum a few months back, they asked the head of Nokia, you know, Nokia, the phone company, about the new technology with these phones. And you know what he said? He said by 2025, you're not even going to need the phone. They're going to implant this stuff in people's brains. That everything that's in the phone will be implanted in the brain. Wow. Look at that. Tell me it's not time to get rid of those phones. The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, with the United Nations, World Health Organization, all of this. So this is all there. They're all working together, and Satan has deceived the whole world. Come down. They control the money supply to the people, the educational system to indoctrinate your children, who brainwash starting, like I said, at 5 years old for 15 to 20 years. Brainwashing through the lower schools, the middle schools, the high schools, and the colleges. And yet most people still send their kids to public school. Why? Because they want their kids to work in Satan's system instead of coming out of that. What is the believer to do in such a satanic system? Revelation 18 and verse 4. And I heard a voice out of the heavens saying, leave the land to her. Some say, come out of her. Come out of her, or leave the land to her, my people, that you may not share in her sins and you may not receive of her plagues. You leave it. You leave the land of Babylon, and all of us need to leave the commercial system of Babylon. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. Do not unite in marriage with unbelievers, or be not unequally yoked. For what partnership does righteousness have with lawlessness? And what fellowship does light have with darkness? And what agreement does the Messiah have with Satan? Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? And what harmony has the sanctuary of Elohim with idols? For you are the sanctuary of the living Elohim, as it is said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their Elohim, and they will be my people. Because of this, come out from among them and be separated, says Yahweh. Come out from among them. If Satan has deceived the whole world, if everything out there in that society, everything on television, everything on news, if all these things are corrupted by him, then the only thing we can do is leave it. Come out from among them and be separated, says Yahweh, and do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be sons and daughters to me, says Yahweh Almighty. We need to stop being lukewarm, Laodicean, but we need to be like the Amish. We need to resist the evil system of Satan. Jeremiah 25, verse 15 through 17. We'll be done here a little bit, another 5 minutes or so. Jeremiah 25, verse 15. For so says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, to me, take the wine of the cup of the wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I shall send you to drink it. And they will drink and reel to and fro and be maddened because of the sword that I will send among them. So he's telling Babylon to take the cup and send it to all the nations. What Babylon has done, and then Babylon gets judged. Then I took the cup from the hand of Yahweh and made all the nations drink, those to whom Yahweh had sent me. Drop down to verse 27. Let's see what happens after that. So you shall say to them, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, drink and be drunk, and vomit and fall, and do not rise up because of the sword which I will send among them. This is definitely end time, as we'll see here. And it will be, if they refuse to drink the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, so says Yahweh of hosts, surely you will drink. For behold, I begin to bring evil on the city on which is called my name, right? So it's also going to come to Jerusalem and Israel. And shall you be found entirely without guilt? You shall not be without guilt, for I will call for a sword on all those living on the earth, says Yahweh of hosts. So we know Israel's going to be judged, Babylon's going to be judged, but then the whole earth will be judged. And now you prophesy against them all these words and say to them, Yahweh shall roar from on high and give forth his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar over his dwelling place. He answers with a shout, like those who tread out the grapes against all those living on the earth. It's worldwide. A roaring will go to the ends of the earth. For Yahweh has controversy with the nations. He will enter into judgment with all flesh. He will give the wicked to the sword, says Yahweh. So says Yahweh of hosts, behold, evil is going from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind will be stirred up from the corners of the earth. And the slain of Yahweh will be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be mourned, nor gathered, nor buried. They shall be as dung on the face of the earth. Wow. So, we see that this is coming. And like I said, praise Yahweh for COVID. COVID gave us eyes to see. COVID opened up our mind to see we're at that point. They, now Satan has the whole world. He has all these world leaders. He has the World Economic Forum working toward this stuff. And they're moving together with their agenda faster and faster and faster. And our only defense is coming out of that system, right? Because what does Yahweh do in the end time? How does Yahweh protect his people? Go back to Revelation 12. Revelation 12 and verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness. The woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place, it having been prepared from Elohim, that there they might nourish her 1,260 days. Drop down to verse 14. And two wings of a great eagle were given to the woman, that she might fly to the wilderness, to her place, right? There's a specific place, therefore, where she is nourished there for a time and times and half a times, away from the serpent's face. So Yahweh does allow Satan to take over the world completely for 42 months, right? So there will be a second COVID. There will be another QR. There will be a chip implanted into people. And like I said, the only way to stay out of it is not to be part of that system. Now's the time. Now's the time. Get to a community. Start preparing. Come out of the system. Have whatever you need to survive. Get a bartering system. But get out of the system. Get out of the system. We need to go to the wilderness to clear our mind from the filth that we've been brainwashed with. So it's not just a matter of surviving those 42 months in the end time. It's a matter of clearing our mind. It's a matter of staying kadosh. It's a matter of not being brainwashed and not being conditioned by Satan's beast power, which he's doing all over the world. We know it because it already says it. Last scripture, Psalm 91. Psalm 91, because there is hope. And Yahweh will take care of his people. He will have angelic presence on this earth, as we've seen, to help. But we have to make that choice first. You know, he tells us to come out of Babylon. We have to make that choice. You know, the bride may be taken to the wilderness, but first we have to come out of Babylon. And that includes commercial Babylon as well as physical Babylon. So if we don't come out, how can we expect Yahweh to fulfill the promises he tells us in Psalm 91? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shade of the Almighty. I will say to Yahweh, my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, I will trust in him. For he delivers you from the fowler's snare, from destruction's plague. With his feathers he will cover you, and under his wings you shall seek refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler, right? That's what we got to stay to, the truth. We can't let Satan's deceptions come into our life. You shall not fear the terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. of the plague that walks in darkness toward the destruction laying waste at noon. 8,000 will fall by your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near to you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you, O Yahweh, are my refuge. You make the Most High your habitation. No evil shall happen to you, nor any plague shall come near your tent. For he shall give up his cherubs charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Wow. So, wow. I don't know about you, but I feel comfort when I read that. I feel comfort to know, just like in COVID, 1,000 will fall on your right side and 10,000 on your other side, and yet it won't come near to you, but you have to be obedient. You can't compromise. You have to be obedient to Yahweh. Yahweh has to be our refuge, but only if we are in His will, and that's by coming out of the system. You can't serve two masters. You'll either love the one and hate the other, or adhere to the one and despise the other. You can't serve Yahweh and commercial Babylon. You have to come out of that system, and the time is running short. This can only happen if we leave Satan's corrupt system of commercial Babylon and go to the wilderness, and only trusting Yahweh. Satan has counterfeited education, religion, government, medicine, even our food. And the only way to survive the soon coming mark of the beast is go back to the natural way that Yahweh provided for human beings at creation in the Garden of Eden. We must leave the facade of commercial Babylon, or you risk taking the mark of the beast, which most are already doing, and losing out on the kingdom of Yahweh. So, again, I went into a lot today. I wish I could have gone into more. I probably could have given 5 or 6 sermons on this. At the next Bible school, I'm actually giving a whole course just on end time. How to overcome spiritually end time, physically end time, everything on what we need to overcome in the end time. Because I'll tell you, we're really at a critical point now in society, a critical point of what we need to do. And most of the world is already taking the mark of the beast. So we don't have to do it. But yes, Satan has deceived the whole world, but he hasn't deceived Yahweh. And he doesn't have to deceive Yeshua's remnant. So I pray that this is a blessing to you. I pray you listen to it several times. But don't be deceived. Yahweh bless. Shabbat shalom.